we had a fire there.
You're going to tell all their secrets.
There was no heat in it. And this was the front porch here.
Oh.
Here, along the side and then across the front. And I enclosed that and made this room longer. And
did you do the work yourself?
No, I was too busy.
Yes, yes.
And
were there other veterinarians in this area at that time?
Oh, yes. There's a state man. I think he was one of the first state men. I know he was one of the first state men.
What do you mean, state man?
Worked for the state.
Do they have veterinarians that work for the state now?
Oh, about 1,000.
How are they different than an ordinary veterinarian?
Well, they kids out of school, and there's always a turnover every year in the veterinary schools. All those fellows go to work for either a veterinarian or get a job working for the state or go into general practice, same as I did. And
what does a state man do that you wouldn't do?
He didn't work full time at the state. They started testing, TB testing cows, and he went around. If the herd had the reactors in it, why then the state would send him to test the herd.
Oh, I see.
The local veterinarian tested the cows and found reactors, and of course they were taken out of the herd, and then he went and tested the herd for every couple of months until they were clean.
I see.
If they bought new in and so forth, why they they were tested and so forth. And the milking machine came out. The first one I saw, they had a contraption like a bicycle lying down on its side, and had a big plunger on it. And the fellow put the machine on four milk cups onto the one cow, and then he put them on the others, and then he pumped as fast as he could, and that made this cylinder go up and down and made a suction.
It had been
sucked
about,
it must have been 25.
Hmm. You wouldn't have one of those unless you had a pretty good sized dairy, would you?
Well, you could have a bigger dairy because you could milk two cows at a time, and if you were milking cows by hand, about four or five or six was about all you could manage. Your hands would begin to cramp, and these muscles got used to doing it and so forth. If a man had boys that were old enough so they could milk, why, some of them had 12, 15 cows.
Mm-hmm.
And then the milking machine came, and the stationary gas engine came along, and they put that on the machine, and they were in business.
Hmm.
Then the electricity came, and that was that. We got the county cleaned up, practically clean. We figured it's less than a tenth of 1% of reactors in the county or in the state. So they only test them every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started drawing blood for Bang's disease test.
Bang's disease?
I thought it was
that versus Moses. Bang's disease. When it first started, what was it they called it? Sailors coming from some of those South Sea islands would be sick, and then the cows caught it from them, I suppose, and so forth.
The sailors brought it, and the cows caught it from the sailors?
The cows caught it from the man was taking care of them.
Hmm.
And the same way with TB. I remember Dr. Wilder from Attica. No, Attica. It wasn't Attica. It's, what's that
no,
town?
No, it wasn't Attica. What was that other little place?
Yeah.
Over
it wasn't Attica. It's
Arcade?
Hmm?
Would it be Arcade?
No,
no, it's over on the main road. They have a big pole upside of it on Route 5. Attica.
Africa
has a safe prison.
Okay.
And he had he was testing cows and the herd went through clean and, several times, and then he got a couple of reactors. And the next year he tested another herd. And you got a couple of reactors out of that, where they hadn't had any reactors for ever. And he was talking with the hired man and asked him how he felt, and he said he didn't feel very good. And, and he says, you better go and see your doctor, and which he did, and found he had TB.
Hmm.
And of course he was spitting around and coughing and so forth, and the cows contracted from some way from this man. Tushin got him better, and the cows discontinued their any reactors in the herds. But there was three consecutive years that he picked up reactors where this man worked.
Hmm.
They shifted every year when they hired people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was highly contagious, there's no question about that. And
well, Dr. Arnett, when you you said you worked with horses, besides giving them these tests, what other kinds of things did you have to do?
Belly aches and horses, scabbing and afterbirths, and ordinary belly aches, cows and horses. More horses, they got old and died, and they didn't replace them, they used tractors. And,
you said pull horses? Yeah.
Yeah, well, workhorses.
Workhorses, yeah.
And I got a set of tools out in the garage that I bought over the years for fixing horses' teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought them one at a time. As I needed one, I'd get the tool. And I have one tool that I can put on the horse's mouth and pull his mouth open, and it'll hold it open. You go in there with your hands and flashlight and see what you're doing. And I bought those things. And my brother was a veterinarian, 10 years older than I.
Now, what was his name?
George.
George.
And he had some money. He died by, I confiscated his tools, so I got those.
Uh-huh.
And if I knew somebody needed a new set of tools and had some horses to work on,
uh-huh,
I could. They're listed, the tools that I've got out there are listed about $1,000.
Probably some of them are really would be called antiques,
well,
wouldn't
one
they?
One tool that costs $85.
Yes, yes.
They're big and heavy. And
are the tools still the same today? If,
they use the same tools.
The very same one.
They've been accumulated over the years.
But if the tools are still the same, medicines are different, aren't they?
Oh, yes. That's another thing. And they've got Agway, and there's a man who goes around the country, and he has a supply of veterinary stuff. He buys from the cheapest manufacturer in the country and sells it to farmers. And they manage to get a syringe, and they don't make any difference what's the matter with animals, they make their own diagnosis and so forth.
Mm.
So I'm just as well satisfied and thrilled and content with. Plus, a lot of other work.
Do they use penicillin and sulfa and things
like
that?
There wasn't any such thing.
Oh. But do they use those now?
They didn't have any penicillin until Second World War.
Yes. But they use those now on animals, do they?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Did you have to grind and mix up your own powders and...
Did when I first started. And now they come in boxes and they hire help at $11 an hour and they put them in the boxes and put the labels on and so forth. And so that 50 cents worth of medicine costs you $2 and a half. And the farmer has to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
I killed a dog for a farmer the other day and charged him one of my miserable prices, and he said the friend of his had one of the younger veterinarians destroy a St. Bernard, charged him $50.
$50?
All you gotta do is have guts enough to ask it. I never had.
Well, what would you do to put a dog out like that? Would you just give him a shot?
I'd give him a shot. That's all this fellow did. Do the same as I would. If I got $10, I'd be getting rich.
Well.
Well, I haven't done any elaborate hospital to.
Yeah.
At one time, when I rebuilt the house, I built the office I've got. Had the best veterinary office in the county. But times have gone. Used to board dogs and so forth.
Yes, you did. When did you start doing that?
When?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when I first started.
Oh, you started right in.
Well, when I got the building. Well, the first kennels I had were boxes that stuff was sent to the stores that were supply of the chest goods and so forth. Put a door on the boxes, and the dogs lived in those. They were 3 feet square, big boxes. And
people probably didn't board their dogs out like they do today.
Once in a while,
you almost fainted when.
Once in a while, one did.
I shouldn't be talking.
You almost fainted. What?
They almost fainted. $2 and a half, I think it was a week.
I started in with those boxes, which. People were trying to get rid of. They had to burn them up if they didn't give them to me. And now you can buy a kennel made of plastic with metal doors and so forth for $300 or $400.
Things have changed.
Times have changed, sure.
Oh, dear.
Ordinary workmen. But, well, I had the house painted this summer and painted that house. I bought it in 38.
The house next door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his bill was about three times what I paid for the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can believe it. I can believe it.
Yeah.
Well, now did you really shift from working with horses and cows?
Didn't shift, the horses disappeared.
Well, there are still horses around, though. There are quite a few coming back.
Race horses or riding horses.
Yes.
They're just plain damn mean, except for the owner.
They're different than work horses, right?
Oh, yes, horse horses. You can do anything with a horse if you treat them decently.
Mm-hmm.
And one we had, but she loved to kick. And when we hitched her, she was a buggy horse, we called her. She was smaller than the regular workhorse. When we harnessed her up with the horse so that mother could go to town, we picked up one front foot and held it up like this and put a strap around it so she couldn't get it on the ground. Didn't have only one front foot, she couldn't kick. So we could harness her up on the buggy thing, get her on the buggy. And
she could walk on just three legs?
Well, no, we'd take it off when we got the harness on.
Oh, I see.
When you got out of the stall, we'd take it off. She was a nice horse. Lots of you never could tell what they were going to do.
Yeah. What was there any special breed, or didn't they have?
Perchin and Clydesdale and big horses.
Perchin?
Horses.
A Perchin?
Horses.
Yeah, Clydesdale.
Horses.
Yeah.
And Forstel had a bunch of them up here, and he used to have a four horse hitch. All the horses weighed over a ton. Boy, if they step on your foot, you just ruin you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember he had one, he got to be about 3 years old, and he got mean. Mm. And he called me up and he said, "I got a mean horse, I want to get rid of it." He was a road contractor building roads. That's another thing, the roads came in. Mm-hmm. Automobiles had to have roads. And I remember going out West Center Street, you had to pick out you'd get out of the car and go ahead and look to see which one of the ruts was the more shallow. And you follow that rut.
Yeah.
If somebody else happened to be in that one, one of us had to back up and get in the other rut.
That was dirt, right? Dirt road,
yeah,
before it was paved.
Yeah. Does that go on forever?
No. When you get tired, we'll quit. No, this is interesting. I just don't want it to run out, and I don't think it will.
I think you're going to like your job.
I think it's fascinating. It's like reading a book.
Doing this testing work, we called it. When I first started doing the TB test, we did what we called a temperature test. Mm-hmm. We get on the farm about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and take temperatures of all the cows.
How did you do that?
Well, thermometer, same as you would use.
Mm-hmm.
Only the ones I used were bigger and heavier.
Mm-hmm. And they probably didn't put it under their tongue, did they?
No, we put it under their tail. And take the temperatures of the whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back in 2 hours and take them over again.
Oh.
And we do 3 sample tests before we, and when about 8 o'clock we inject the tuberculine.
Mm-hmm.
And we get up early the next morning and get on the job and take temperatures again. And the reactors, the normal temperature of a cow is about 102, and that was right up to 106, 7 or 8, and then by 4 o'clock it dropped back to normal.
Hmm.
And then we put a brand on their jaw and they went to market and made wieners. And then they came out with the intradermal test. Instead of injecting the tuberculine in under the skin, we put it in the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Have a little tiny needle and just put 2 drops in the skin.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Inter what?
Interdermal.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, skin is dermal.
Oh, I see.
And if they react, in 72 hours you get a swelling as big as the end of my thumb or big as that. It swell right up. Hard punch or a sore, and then we put a brand on their jaw and put a special tag in their ear, and the farmer took his licking, and the state paid some of it, and the guys that bought the beef, some of them were so bad that they went in the tank and made fertilizer of them.
Well, now when you brand them on their jaw and fix their ear, that mean they had it so bad they had to be done away with, is that it?
That's right.
Yeah, I see.
And of course it was hot. When the smoke got in your eyes, why, then you knew you'd been enough.
You mean the branding iron was hot?
Yeah. Same as they brand them now, they put it on the other end.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
When they're babies.
Has the calving business changed?
What? Tammy?
Well, what do you call it? Give it, yeah, helping them to give their...
Well, only a very small percentage have to have any help.
Yeah.
If the calf is misplaced, you may be coming wrong end too, and just his butt showing. You've got to push the calf ahead. You've got lots of room there, anyway. Push the calf ahead and get the feet out, and then they come out in a lot of trouble.
You have to be pretty strong to do that, don't you?
Well, you have to be. You have to be if you make a living.
Yeah. Well, I should think I should think to do it once would take a long time.
Well, sometimes it took several hours to get the calf.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a set of tools to cut a calf up. Sometimes the calf was too big to be delivered, and you have to cut it up into small pieces. And if you could do it in 3 or 4 hours, you'd do it.
Then would the mother cow ever be able to have a calf again, do you think?
Yeah. If it came straight the next time, why, she was all right.
This book that I'm reading gives this illustration about the man going, and he tried to get a wire, a loop around the unborn calf's jaw or something to pull it out. How
was
that?
Well, that's true. I have used a chain. First, I have a horn like they have on the windows.
A horn?
Horn, C-O-R-D.
Oh, cord, yes.
Same as they have for the raising the lower of the window with the
wire. Oh, yes.
And you could pull on that, but I was strong enough so that I could pull one of those cords in two. And then I got a chain, a very light chain, and about 5 feet long. You make a loop in the end of the chain and put it through their mouth and over the top of their head. And you pull straight on that, get the feet out and the head out.
Here.
And if it was too big, why, you could put on a set of pulley blocks and put the extra pressure on.
Here.
They do all right.
Mm-hmm. Sounds horrible. Oh dear, well, now let's see. Still going. I don't know
when when I first started, we have what they call milk fever now, even. And they became we didn't have, when I first started, we didn't have anything to give them. And they'd, some of them would recover and by wishing some medicine down their neck. And, I remember one particular Sunday morning down near the county house. and a little Jersey cow was trying to calve out in the fields, and she couldn't get up. And I gave her a dose and put it in the jugular vein, and it took half an hour before it worked.
Hmm.
And I delivered the calf, and while I was washing up afterwards, I looked at the cow, and she turned her head around like that, grabbed the teat, and started to suck herself.
Wow. Gee, that's...
That's the way Roosevelt did.
What do you mean?
Borrowed the money.
Oh.
They sucked themselves, but they didn't have any expense. They told people that they had nothing to worry about, and absolutely nothing to worry about. All we got to do is borrow this money, like Casey, whatever his name is, the governor, wanted to borrow $750 million. He didn't say anything about what the rent interest rate was going to be, or how many years it would be that you got bonds, and so forth, but what the hell with them, the kids will pay it.
Right.
I wonder why the money you cost to live in has gone up.
Right.
Haven't been using anesthetics, chloroform and ether and those things, only a short time when I started business. If you had appendicitis, why, they give you a jug of whiskey and you drank the whiskey, and when you got sleepy, why, they opened your belly up and took the appendix out. And when I was a kid, a neighbor's wife was sick with pain in her belly, and they doctored her for 3 or 4 days, and they decided that she must have appendicitis, and they took her to Buffalo, and they operated on her, and I don't know what kind of anesthetic they used, but I remember she came back in the coffin. We TB test the cows every 3 years. And the Bang's disease, they take a sample of the farmer's milk every morning when they pick up the milk.
Mm-hmm. They didn't used to do that, did
no.
they?
Yeah. And they sample that for the Bang's organism. If it shows a reactor in the herd, which they have, we thought we had it all cleaned up. We were vaccinating calves
mm-hmm.
and protecting the animals and followed down the mountain area there, Adirondack somewhere. I don't know just where I live. killed an animal. Well, he bought 40 heifers out of a dealer's herd.
Mm-hmm.
Took them home, and when they were old enough, they were bred. And when they calved, they started to abort and so forth. And he had a test run on them, and not only those, but some of the older cows had it. Eventually, he had a herd of 400 head of cattle, the last ones, even though they didn't react, he sent to market, got rid of the whole 400 head. And,
he'd lose quite a bit of money doing that, wouldn't he?
No. Figured he lost $4,000.
Hmm.
Well, of course, they went to market, they bought beef price, and then the government paid so much on the deal and so forth. So there actually isn't too much butcher and confusion all this time.
Yes.
You got to have the blood and all that stuff.
They've the sanitation in the barns is better today, isn't it?
Changed entirely.
Yes. How did it used to be?
Well, they were reasonably clean, but they weren't polished and dried and so forth.
And no one would catch up on them.
Well, it's a question of having a place that
they didn't have any place to wash.
Keep clean, and the cow calves, she's in a pen by herself, and
you mean today?
Yes, today.
Yeah. Didn't used to be that way, huh?
No.
Yeah.
They find the calf in the gutter, find the cow.
Yeah.
And they're taking care of the animals now. They cost so much. Average cow sells for $6,000 or $7,000, up to $15,000.
Do most now? They didn't used to have artificial insemination, did they, or did they?
No.
Yeah. When did that start?
Well, Howard Albright was partly the first one around here.
Howard Albright?
Hmm?
Howard Albright?
Yeah. He worked at it, I don't know how long, he must have worked 20 years.
Good heavens.
And,
he's Presbyterian, isn't he?
How
bad will it be?
Well, you mean he was the first one whose cows had artificial insemination?
In Orange County, yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know if he was the first one, but I know he was one of the first ones.
Uh-huh. Did you do that?
No. Never tried.
Mm-hmm. You never did it?
No.
Oh. Why, is there quite a trick to it?
No, there's a trick to it.
You're busy enough without.
You will get up in the morning and there's 4 or 5 calls, emergency calls. And, then somebody calls up and wants a cow bred and she's over in another part of the county.
Mm.
You just don't get your calls done, that's
mm-hmm.
all. I never tried.
Mm-hmm.
We we had a deal what they call the short method of testing the blood. We tested the milk. I guess we drew a sample of the blood and tested on a pipette and a vial of Bactrin, and she got a reaction why the farmer could sell the cow, and if he didn't, she couldn't sell the cow, and she had to go to market even though she didn't run a regular cattle sale. I think it cost me $25-$30. Mm-hmm. I never did enough. Other things came along and outlawed that, and I never did enough to pay for the material.
Mm-hmm. Well, you, of course, we've had cats and dogs, and you've been our vet.
Actually, change over to cats.
You don't
and dogs.
Have one.
No, our pets are all gone. But you, do you still do veterinary work?
Oh yes.
You do most.
I haven't done any surgery in over a year.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a few tomcats. And mm-hmm. I did some pigs this afternoon.
What do you mean you did them?
Hmm?
What do you mean you did them? What do you do
well,
to the pigs?
The farmer brought them in. I don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
Sold my car today.
Oh, really?
I did business.
Oh, dear.
Got the stuff piled up there on the garage floor, and the
mm-hmm.
Stuff on the floor takes up as much room as the car did.
What do you do to a pig?
Well, you neuter them.
You what?
Neuter them.
Oh.
And all the male pigs are neutered.
Hmm.
And that's another thing. When I started practice, there was a bunch of young Englishmen came in as tenants, worked for farmers, and they started neutering the pigs and the dogs, and competitors I had down Alvin, an older man, he did female dogs without giving them an anesthetic.
Oh, dear. No.
Never give an anesthetic. Had the farmer hold the dog, and he did the operation. And
oh.
Said he could
that's
put him
cool.
on the floor and give him a saucer of milk, and they were all right in the home.
Mm. But
I never could do that.
No.
I wanted mine to be sleeping, so they lay
right,
still.
Right. Well, you've done pigs and dogs and cats.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Now, one time when one